In the middle of Shar Lashon Hara, Orchos Tzadikim. Ve'od Yesh, we're like 3 pages in. Ve'od Yesh Avera Achas Anikres Rechilus. Ezeh Rachel, what's a Rachel? Zeh Shorlech Mizel Ezeh Ve'omer Kach Ve'kach Shemati Aploni. Afa Pishu Emes Reu Machriv Ha'olam. He's a gossip monger, goes from person to person saying all the juicy Lashon Hara. So he is destroying the world. Last week's parasha. What's rechilus? Rechilus is you go over to someone and say, someone said something against you, someone harmed you, someone did something against you. The time when I in the dying, so you have a din Torah. When they come out, the dying is not allowed to say, you know, I thought you were really innocent, but you know, I was outvoted 2-1. He's not allowed to say that. Avo maase shechaverei rabu alai. L'chein ne'amar lo'seich rochel v'mecha. V'omer ho'lech rochel megale sod. You know how to do that. The bezin comes out, whatever the psak is, the psak is. There's no, I thought this, I thought that. Try to kiss up to the loser. He's our b'chamod milosh and harukiba zetam avayish atzmacha. You embarrass yourself. He called ha'posel posel. Whoever posels others, he himself is posel. The ain't a medaber b'shivcha shalom. He doesn't speak positively about the world. V'darko lives up another b'mumo. When you posel someone, you're posseling them with your own problems. V'mum shi'esh bo. Ki hu munach kol yom b'libo kevin shemotziyo b'fiv. Ki kol adam nivcham nikar b'ma'asa. So he's got his own problems, own issues. And then when he thinks about speaking negatively, he takes his own problems and puts them on someone else. Ketzer. Im tira adam shu ragil l'shabeach noshim u'davir antamir. He's m'shabeach women and speaks to them a lot. Da'alacha shu oiv noshim. Im m'shabeach ma'acholim tovim v'yayin. If he's praising food and wine. U'bezer ragil da'alacha shu zol v'sofe. He overeats. Pretty nicely. I love Torah. I talk about it all day long. Whatever it is that you enjoy, that's what you're speaking about. If it's Torah, it's Torah. If it's food, it's food. If it's women, it's women. The Baal Lashon Hara looks for people's problems. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful marshal. He's like a fly. I'll just elaborate. I heard Rabbi Rashi and Eshman said, you have a beautiful kitchen, marble here, marble there, fancy cabinets, the kitchen costs $50,000, gorgeous kitchen. You spill 3 drops of orange juice, what does the fly find? Those 3 drops of orange juice, is this. That's what he's saying over here, that the fly finds the problems. Everything can be great. $100,000 kitchen. The kitchen's unbelievable. But the 3 drops of orange juice, the one stain, the one problem, that's what the fly finds. That's the Baal Lashon Hara. Im yesh bodom shchin azvuvin manichnas aguf v'yeshvu al shchin. The flies look for the boils on the human body. The person can have a million good midos, but he finds the one bad midah that the person has and speaks against him. The person was walking in the field with a chacham, and he found a nevela, he found a dead animal. It stinks. But look how white the teeth are. Why look at the bad? The bad smell. Look at the positive. Why look at the cup being half empty? Cup is half full. Why look at the smelly carcass? Look at the white teeth. Another beautiful marshal. Im tira adam. You see a person. He does something. He says something. You can look at it this way. You can look at that way, positively or negatively. If the person that you're thinking about is a Yare Hashem, you must judge him favorably. Even if it looks more like the tzad chov than the tzad schus, you still have to judge him favorably. If he's not such a Yare Shemayim, but he's a Beinani. And she nisam in a chet, he tries not to sin. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Ye she lecha lahatos asafik lachil kav schos. You should judge him favorably. Ramu chazal adon schor kav schos hamokom yisale yedineu lekav schos. If we judge others favorably, then Hashem will judge us favorably. He mitzvah asim in a Torah also last expires a kedushim. Shenera betzedek tish beram yisacham. V'madaber not tzar chova yer daber etzachak mosafik. Even if it's clear. Almost clear that the guy did something wrong, it should still be a suffix by you, but al tachriel the kaf chovan. Don't be so quick to judge him negatively. But if he's a bad guy and most of what he does is bad, if you're about to gain your Hashem, you still believe it's not a your Hashem, and he does bad stuff, so then there's no way to judge him favorably. Tachriel maisel v'dvar the kaf chovan. Then you could judge him negatively. In Gila Odom Achatoscha, if someone revealed one of your personal sins, Altomar, Kamosha Gila Chatos Gamani Agalachatasa. Oh, he said bad about me, and I'm gonna mess him up and say bad stuff about him. Shinamar, no, Lo Sikom Lo Sito. Don't Nakama Natira Balev. The Ganotis Pyre, Abishu Gila Alai Ani Lo Agale Alav. And don't be saying, oh, I'm better than you. You said bad about me, but I'm not gonna do the same to you. Because that alone is revealing that you have bad things to say about him. That is an Iker Gadol B'Yerushalayim. The Machote ain't a Yerushalayim. If he's not a Yerushalayim, come on, pour Yigal Machut Shemayim. May Allah have enters and vera achas. He throws off of himself the yoke of heaven, and he's not careful from even one avera. And she come in Yerushalayim. She avera, a serious avera. Everyone knows it's an avera. Mitzvah to stop being nusa. Then there's a mitzvah to speak negatively. The galos chatova habesh of the bali averas be'enei b'nei adam. Speak negatively to him. Show his averas so that people understand who he is. So that people understand that bali averas stay away from. Mavur shish ma'avi masubo v'yachik v'atz ben averas. People stay away from him. Stay away from averas. Shenemar tovas tzadikim ish ava. V'nemar yiras Hashem snois ra. Gomer Rasha ben tzadik mutu lekroso Rasha ben Rasha. Tzadik ben Rasha, mutu lekros of Tzadik ben Tzadik. Interesting. That's what it says. If a Rasha ben Tzadik, you're allowed to call him a Rasha ben Rasha, to emphasize the fact that he's a Rasha. And if he's a Tzadik ben Rasha, you're allowed to call him a Tzadik ben Tzadik, to emphasize he's a Tzadik. V'davka derzeh mutu lachlima l'shem shemayim. Only if it's l'shem shemayim. Aval demi shemiskotetim ha-machavim l'charpur l'ano also, l'vav lo l'shem shemayim. But if you have your own personal agenda, and you're not doing l'shem shemayim, then it's also. Ein lo l'galos chatoso. Then you have no business revealing his issues. V'chein imam agala hazehu chotei, ein lo l'galos pesha shel chotei acher. If you yourself have issues with this specific avera, then you have no business revealing someone else's issues with avera. You're in the same boat. You're obviously not intending it. You don't have positive intentions over there. Sometimes lashon hara, very few times, but sometimes lashon hara can be a mitzvah. Rishayim shenisyatu lasos ra'a, two rishayim get together to do bad stuff. Mutu ligram lashon hara shisnu zeh zev yasu ra zel zeh. So you should break up that shidduch, and if you can speak negatively by one to the other, to break up the union of you two bad guys united is not just one and one equals two. It's like five. Shol yasu ra latovin, that it shouldn't cause bad to the good people. V'chein no'ef ha'mechaza acharei no'ef es mitzvah dabar lashon hara shol yasu aver. V'pa'amer afilik she'achoyte rosh ha'gomor en lachlima barabim. V'makom she'ish idug shema yetzid tarbus ra. You don't want to go too far, because maybe a person might not be such a good guy, but he's still, you know, he's still in the game, he's still... But if you're going to go embarrass him in public, so then he'll just, you know, he'll go out the gamre. You'll ask me about Baalei Machlokes.